You know, it is sad but true that many hear the gospel but refuse to heed its warnings. Sinners must finally at some time give a cry of despair when this life is over. Jeremiah proclaimed long ago, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. Jeremiah 8:20. The Lord Jesus spoke of the danger. He said that some shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Matthew 25:46. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire, reads Revelation 20:15. Jesus will say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels, Matthew 25:41. A decision to walk in the broad way is individual and personal. The Bible says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Reads Matthew 7:13-14. God does not force salvation, but he has set up barriers to warn us. Some may try to run over or go around those barriers, but they are still there. And those who are lost must of necessity overcome the obstacles. Consider with me, if you will, a lesson entitled Barriers on the Road Toward Hell. Jehovah God, the creator and sustainer of us all, is certainly a barrier on the road toward hell. His grace stands in the way. The Bible says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, Titus 2:11-12. Even when we were dead in sins, God hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved, Ephesians 2:5. Barriers on the road toward hell, God's love stands in the way. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, John 3:16. God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5:8. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin, reads 1 John 1:7. Barriers on the road toward hell, God's long suffering also stands in the way. Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth, 1 Timothy 2:4. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness or slowness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. Barriers on the road toward hell? Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Christ endured the cross for the sins of the world. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many, Matthew 20:28. God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5:8. Barriers on the road toward hell. Christ came to seek and to save the lost, which is a grand barrier. The Bible says, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost, Luke 19 and verse 10. Jesus has invited all to come to Him. He said, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me," John 12 and verse 32. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest," Jesus said. "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls," Matthew 11, 28 and 29. Christ Jesus puts up barriers, but sadly some bypass those barriers and trample Him underfoot. The Bible says, "Of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall He be thought worthy, who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith He was sanctified, an unholy thing, and hath done despite under the Spirit of grace," reads Hebrews 10 and verse 29. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me," John 14 and verse 6. Barriers on the road toward hell, the Holy Spirit also interferes. He revealed saving truth. Jesus told His apostles, "When He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. And He will show you things to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine and show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are Mine. Therefore said I that He shall take of Mine and shall show it unto you," reads John 16, 13 through 15. The Bible says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and that means literally God breathed, and is profitable for doctrine or teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect or complete, throughly furnished unto all good works, 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," Jesus said in John 8 and verse 32. Barriers on the road toward hell, the Holy Spirit invites with all tenderness. The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come, let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely," Revelations 22, 17. The Holy Spirit clearly warns, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned," Mark 16, 16. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, reads 1 Timothy 4, 1. "If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned," John 15 and verse 6. Barriers on the road toward hell. In its very design, the gospel of Christ stands squarely in the way. Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek," Romans 1 and verse 16. "Who shall tell thee words," that is, the gospel, "whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved," Acts 11 and verse 14. "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified," Acts 20 in verse 32. Sadly, some boldly walk in the broad way of destruction, in spite of the Bible being seen openly everywhere one turns, such as a motel, hospital, bookstore, discount store, online, and at home. The gospel can be heard in well-researched sermons which are prayerfully presented in love. The gospel includes enticing thoughts of peace. To those who are His, Jesus said, "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." Hebrews 8 and verse 12. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ," reads Ephesians 1 and verse 3. The gospel warns about preparation of death. "It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment," Hebrews 9, 27. "Ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away," James 4 and verse 14. The gospel confirms the judgment to come. The Bible says the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And that passage goes on to say, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation or conduct and godliness?" Read 2 Peter 3, verses 9 through 11. Jesus will say unto them on the left hand, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels," Matthew 25, 41. The gospel speaks of a joyous, eternal reward. To some the Lord will say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord," Matthew 25, 21. The king will say unto them on his right hand, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world," Matthew 25, 34. Paul said, "Having a desire to depart and to be with Christ is far better," Philippians 1 and verse 23. Barriers on the road toward hell, godly relatives who intervene, which may be a wife or husband. The Bible says, "For what knowest thou, O wife, whether thou shalt save thy husband? Or how knowest thou, O man, whether thou shalt save thy wife?" 1 Corinthians 7:16. "Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation or conduct of the wives," reads 1 Peter 3:1. "Likewise, you husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered," reads 1 Peter 3:7. Barriers on the road toward hell, other kinfolk who intervene. The Bible says of Andrew, "He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah," which is being interpreted the Christ, and he brought him to Jesus. John 1, 41 and 42. Paul told Timothy, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also," 2 Timothy 1 and verse 5. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right, Ephesians 6:1. And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, Ephesians 6:4. Older believing women are to teach the younger women to be sober, to love their husbands, and to love their children, reads Titus 2 and verse 4. With so many barriers to avoid eternal hell, one would have to forget their training of youth to bypass those barriers. The wisdom of Proverbs says, "My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou wakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. And reproofs of instruction are the way of life." Proverbs 6:20-23. With so many barriers to avoid eternal hell, one would have to overlook good examples before us. Christians were told to be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Paul said in Philippians 2:15-16. Every believing friend is a formidable barrier, who are busy trying to touch hearts. Paul reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, but Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." Acts 24:25. Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." John 1 and verse 45. "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself also, lest thou be tempted." Galatians 6 and verse 1. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and unto good works. Hebrews 10:24. Some may not listen to the Bible or listen to gospel preaching, but they may be touched by our good influence. Jesus said, "Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven," reads Matthew 5:13-16. If sinners pass all other barriers, one is left with facing and repressing their own conscience. When Peter was preaching to the Jews concerning their crucifixion of the Christ, the Bible says, "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Acts 2:37. In contrast, as we read earlier, Paul reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, but Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." Acts 24:25. What shall we do versus go thy way is a huge difference in attitude. The first is willing to take heed to the barriers provided through repentance and obedience. And the second attitude sadly overlooks those barriers on the road toward hell. Paul admonished the Ephesians by stating, "This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness." Reads Ephesians 4, 17 through 19. In closing, we have barriers on the road toward hell. We have Jehovah God, Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit, the gospel, godly relatives, and believing friends. Truly, we have a mighty fence with the purpose to keep us out of eternal hellfire. The Savior stands with flashers, flags, and everything else in His Word to get our attention. It is amazing that some blindly go on. Jesus spoke of a parable of a certain nobleman who went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, "Occupy till I come." But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, "We will not have this man to reign over us." Luke 19, 12 through 14. Remember, those people who are cast into hell will have gone by their own choice and not because God failed to warn them. Hell is too torturous a price to pay for the world and its pleasures. Life truly is short. Death is sure. Judgment is certain. Eternity is forever. So we join Paul in saying, "Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men." 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 11. Have we permitted barriers placed by a loving Savior to turn us to the way of the cross? The Bible says that we are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ, Galatians 3, 26 and 27. Saul of Tarsus, before he became the Apostle Paul, was told, "Why tarriest thou? That is, why wait? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord," Acts 22 and verse 16. Obey the gospel before it is too late. Come without delay while together we stand and sing.
Though the way we journey may be often drear, we shall see the King someday. On that blessed morning, clouds will disappear. We shall see the King someday. We shall see the King someday. We shall sound and sing someday. Gathered round the throne when He shall call. Gathered round the throne when He shall call. Someday.